wisdom. Hallelujah. He walked in divine favor. Then I gave you about seven that he walked in last week. But I'm going to go back and teach that all over again. Because I like this one so much. Because I didn't give y'all a lot of scripture. I preached last week. I'm going to give y'all the scriptures on it. We'll do that one over. Who are you? You are heir of God. And a joint heir with Jesus. If you are heir, then you have a right to walk just like he walked. The Bible says to imitate him. Follow his example. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Oh, Jesus, we thank you tonight. You are so good to us. We just want to walk like you. We want to imitate you. Be just like you, Lord. In wisdom, in the favor of God. Walking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Walking in authority. Walking in love. Walking in faith. Walking in the light. Just like you walked. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank you, Lord, that's what you require, what you expect. That's what you want out of your children. And we are your children. We're heirs. We're your heirs and joint heirs with Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, you've already provided everything we need. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight, and we thank you for the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We say the word, and then we live the word. Hallelujah. We speak it, and then we live it. If you say, Pastor, I'm just away from God right now, and I want to get close. I'm tired of walking the wrong way. And I want to walk just like Jesus did. I backslid. I walked another path, but I want to get on the right path now. I want to start walking like he walked. Say, boy, I need this, Pastor. This word was for me. I need to get back in step with God. This is for me. This is available for me. I don't want to waste another day. Tomorrow might be too late. Don't say tomorrow. Say right now. I'm going to pray with you right where you're at. Just say this here from your heart. Heavenly Father, forgive me for how I've lived. I have not walked with you to the degree that I know I should be. So, Lord, I repent. I change my mind. Now, Lord, help me. Strengthen me now. I come get the grace and the mercy I need for this time in my life. I know that you have a plan for my life. And right now, I choose to imitate you. I choose to walk just like Jesus walked. So, Lord, from this moment forward, from right now, I rededicate my life to you, to walk in the Spirit, to walk in love, to walk in faith, to walk in wisdom, to walk in divine grace and favor, to walk with you in every area of my life. I thank you, Lord, for the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. I'm clean by the blood and by the word that I heard tonight. Now, Lord, fill me with the Spirit so I can be led by the Spirit of God. Fill me right now. Hallelujah.
May I have your attention?
The best of the old. The best of the new. The best variety in music.
Online anytime, 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Beginning at verse 1 of chapter 33 of the book of Jeremiah, recorded are these words. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish it, the Lord is his name. Verse 3, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. Call unto me. Listen at what Jeremiah says as God has given him utterance. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. But just a little while from the subject I want to speak, go for it. Go for it. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, God's word is true. And if his word is true, and I practice it, I shall profit from it. So since I shall profit for it, let me serve notice. I can't speak for you, but I am speaking for myself. Get ready, because I'm about to go for it. Give him some praise. Somebody got the revelation of that already. Glory to God. Glory. Oh, bless his name. Somebody ain't playing this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's faithful. The question is, are you? Glory to God. Listen quickly. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, while Jeremiah was guarded by prisoners in prison, shut up on lockdown, not being able to experience the reality of what he knew God said to him in the first chapter of Jeremiah, he has from God this revelation that we're going to deal with that's going to bless your heart. Because what it's going to say is, while you're still going through difficult times, while things don't look like they ought to look, while you don't have in hand what God promised you, if you've been like Jeremiah suffering so long, you seem to be the weeping prophet yourself. He's giving you an encouraging word. While you're locked down, God can still bring joy and a glimpse of the best that's yet to come. You don't have to wait, I've said it before, till you get delivered, till the battle is over, till you have it in your hand to shout. If you know God is faithful, you ought to make some noise, show some sign. Listen. Verse 2. The reason we're shouting is because of what God says. Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof. Listen. The Lord that formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. Now let me walk back through it again, because if you understand verse 2, you won't have a problem with verse 3. Listen to this again. First of all, when you look at verse 2, thus saith the Lord, the maker. It's clarifying through Jeremiah God's authority. authority. God is the authority. There is none greater nor grander than God. And so here you have the Supreme speaking. He is the authority. But secondly, I want you to see, not only is he the authority, but he's the architect. Because it's right in the text. Let's look at it. Look at it. Verse 2. Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof. The Lord, here it is, that formed it. Y'all ain't getting this thing. But not only is he the architect, but he's the answer. Because it says to establish it. The Lord is his. So not only is he the authority, and not only is he the architect, but he's also the answer. And he's saying, listen, if he's done all of these things that we could not fathom, nor could we duplicate or even imitate, then certainly he has a right to speak authoritatively about what he can do and what he will do, especially if we who submit and surrender to him would obey him. Now look at what verse 3 says, call unto me. It's a command to communicate.
Yes. Amen.
A command to communicate. Call unto me. Yes. Now, God, all through history, especially this Jewish history, and while this word, again, relates historically to the Jews, to the Israelites, to God's chosen people of the past, it is in the present day for the people of God, and the principles pragmatically are for us as well. Because when we understand that these principles do not change, while the people may change, the principles remain the same. If we pick up on the principles, because the Bible says God the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he does not change, nor does his principles change. People may change, places may change, problems and situation and conditions may change, but God and his word never changes. So listen at this, because if we understand this command to communicate, there are just some things God wants you to do before he does anything else. Now the command to communicate means, one, that you must articulate. You see, God knows your heart, he knows what's in your mind, he knows what you're thinking, he knows what you're feeling, but God also know that he gave you a mouth and a mind, and if you coordinate the two of them, you can communicate with him. Jesus made clear in the 6th chapter, your heavenly Father knoweth what you have need of before you ask him. But in spite of that knowledge, he wants you to participate by communicating with him. He knows when you get tired, sick and tired of being sick and tired, you'll tell him, Lord, I'm sick and tired. He knows when you're ready to do right and you're ready to stop doing wrong and you need help and you need his support and you need his encouragement and you need his strength, that you know how to open up your mouth and call him and cry out before him and say to him, God, I need thee. I cannot do this without you. He knows what you really want. You know how to ask for it. Well, why do you want him then to figure out everything it is when you're in communication with him by way of covenant with him, by way of relationship with him? And you should listen. He wants you to talk to him. That's why the old saints used to say, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. It don't do no good telling me all your problems, your burdens, and you know, because after a while, if that blank expression is on my face, that means you talking to somebody who done tuned you out, because I'm human. It depends on how long you run on and don't give me a break to say nothing. And then when you're through, all I can say is, well. But listen, when you learn and I can help you how to get connected so you can take it to the Lord in prayer, and I can help you in terms of touching and agreeing, but there are just some things your heavenly Father wants to hear come out of your mouth. You have the same access to the Father that I have. You're his child. You can talk to him and articulate your concerns, your desires, your prayers, your problems. And listen at this. Not only when you articulate those things to God, listen at this, there is also the reality that he wants both
parties, him included, to accommodate each other. Yes. You see, you've got to realize, he says, call unto me, comma, conjunction, tying together what's going to happen after you call him. And I will.
Yes.
What will he do?
Yes.
Now that means you're not going to call him and you're going to get a recording.
Thank you. You've just reached heaven. I'm sorry. God is unavailable to answer your call at this time. Please leave a message and Jesus or the Holy Ghost will get back with you at their earliest convenience.
You ain't gonna get that. He say if you really call under the covenant agreement and relationship with him, it don't matter how early or too late, he's going to act. Isn't that comforting to know that no matter when you call God, he'll pick up the line? Have you ever tried to call anybody, especially somebody you love or care about or concerned about and wanted to talk to them and couldn't get a connection? Anybody ever tried to call you that loved you, cared about you, was concerned about you, and you didn't connect with them? Well, isn't it comforting to know that no matter when you call God and you are calling him with a sincere heart, a sincere mind, and sincere motives according to his word, that he will answer you? Now, you know what you're missing? When the word says, and I will, now you said thee, it doesn't mean just pick up the phone. It means I'm going to grant what you have petitioned. John said, if you believe what you pray when you pray and believe that you have those things that you request, you can rejoice even before you make the phone call. Somebody is not hearing me here today. Listen again. So not only are we talking about articulation and accommodation, but you're also going to find out that there is acclimation. Because God is going to, according to your petition, according to your prayer, according to your request, according to the articulation of your thoughts, feelings, desires, emotions, etc., God will show you those things. He will acclimate to your prayer, and he will change the climate to favorable conditions.
Amen.
Listen at this, because this is so important. Notice what the word says again, verse 2. The Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. So it tells you who his name is, for it tells you who to call.
Yeah.
Now when you call unto him, he says, I will answer thee. Now the next thing you need to know is there's another comma and another conjunction in the word and, which means once you call him, he is under obligation to not only answer the phone, but answer the prayer.
Yeah.
Now when he answers the prayer, the next portion to this reality is that there's going to be demonstration. Now listen at this, because how many folk make promises and can't and don't and haven't kept them? See, God makes a promise and then he performs. So there is a demonstration, but the demonstration comes after the communication. Now listen at this, because I want you to see this. Because what happens is the call to God activates God's ability to move, to function, to flow on your behalf.
Yeah.
It activates God. Listen, God knows your situation. He's everywhere, but he's not in everything.
Yeah.
So how do I get him to participate in my situation? How do I get him to acclimate to my situation? Well, when I call him and expect him to answer me, that activates his movement in my mess. And because I call the only one who can bless, and I understand every now and then I may be going through a test, God is under obligation because of his own word to demonstrate that he can back up what he said. Listen at this, because I want you to understand that. When God is activated in your situation by you calling him and calling his attention and inviting him in, then action takes place. This is all in a demonstrate. He says, and show. That's demonstrate. You see, a whole lot of us call him, but we don't stick around for the show. Somebody gonna get this when you wake up. Why call him and tell him, God, I need you now, and then get up off your knees and go on about your bit and don't ever look for him? Amen. To do what he said he's going to do. Why, listen at this, why pray for something and don't believe what you're praying for? And if you pray for something and believe you're going to have what you're praying for, then you need to, when you are through with your prayer, begin to start acting like you already have it, because you understand it's on the way. Now understand this, because after you pray, then it's God's time to participate, and then it is now on God to do what he said he's going to do. So he said he's going to demonstrate. He's going to listen, begin to take action, and whenever God takes action, he always, thirdly, accomplishes whatever his word sets out to do. He said his word will not return void. So if his word will not return void, then that means God is not a man that he should lie. Anything he said, he's got his spirit, his zeal to perform it. It's going to back it up. He can't lie, because everything he said comes to pass. You don't believe it? Turn to Genesis 1, and it'll give you just a glimpse of how God's powerful words work and act in every realm. When God said, let there be, the Bible says it was. So whatever he speaks, listen to me, people, it's got to come to pass. Why? Because, again, the word tells us in verse 2, thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his. Now, in other words, he's reminding us that what I've done once, I can do again. You're talking about the one who has the power to do anything. Now, listen at this. Connected to God's demonstration is going to be, thirdly, a revelation. Revelation. Listen at this. You see the word says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things. Show. Again, not only is it demonstration, but it's revelation. Again, he says, which thou knowest not. You don't know what God has for you till you call him up and have a little talk with him. You see, when you don't know which way your life ought to go, you ought to call him up and say, Lord, I was just trying to figure out which way I should go, what I should do. I've run into a brick wall here, and you know, I realized the mistake I made was not calling you to find out what you got for me. See, every time I try to take it in my own hands, I mess up, because I look with my eyes, I look with my natural ability, I look with my own ability to comprehend. But there are some things I'm looking in the natural don't look like what you want me to see. But if you say that's what it is, God, sooner or later you'll bring it to pass, because you told me to walk by faith and not by sight. So as I trust you, as I hear you, as I hear, what you got for me today, God? Because he then begins to show me and reveal to me, and as I hear and see and begin to walk in what he's revealed, what I didn't know before the call, I do know after the call. Somebody ain't hearing me here.
Come on now.
I understand now. Listen, what Dr. Ike meant when he says, I can't lose with the stuff I use, when the stuff I use is God's word. Have I got any real witnesses here? Every time I lose, it's because I didn't use God's word. God said, call me. My question is, have you called him up today? Have you called him lately? Matter of fact, you wouldn't be in what you're in had you had a little conversation with God. We can call folk who can't help us. spend countless money calling long distance. We contact folk via cell phone, by way of two-way, by way of pager, by way of all of modern technology. And God say, listen, I got all of that deep down in your bosom. Just call me up. Man can't disconnect you, can't cut you off, can't give you a payment time plan. If you can, call me anytime, day or night, and I'll show you what I've got for you. Now, you know, I've discovered why folk don't want to call God. They don't want to call God because they don't want to hear what God's got for them. Some of y'all getting quiet on me here. Because when you call him and he tells you what it is he's got for you, you can't play ignorant no more. I didn't say ignorant. I said, you know what ignorant is, don't you? Ignorant is when you don't know. Ignorant is when you don't know and you don't want to know. Don't you know some ignorant folk like that? Somebody else. I might be talking to some ignorant folk. I've been ignorant in my lifetime. Turn to somebody else and say, yeah, I've been ignorant too. I'm going to help you out here so you can confess that. Didn't know, didn't want to know what the Lord had. Because when you know what God has for you, I say when you know what God has for you, two things happen. One, you get a peace on the inside that this is the will of God for my life. But the second thing happens is not only do you get peace, but then you get power to bring to pass the thing God has said is for y'all. Ain't hear me. But I got to tell you, what God has for you ain't always what you want. It may be what you want, but it ain't when you want it. Y'all don't want to talk to me today, but that's a preach, pastor. I believe I'll preach a little while. Listen at this. If calling God inconveniences me, then I will choose to call him at a more convenient time. Now, the problem with that is the flesh doesn't want to yield to the will of God. And the devil knows if I put off, postpone, delay the call, he can keep me going in the wrong direction. And listen, my brothers and sisters, the Holy Ghost has been sent to be our teacher and our comforter, to be our paraclete, the one called alongside us in time of trouble, to help us. If he tells you you need to call God up, you need to stop what you're doing and place a 911 call and say, God, I was just getting ready to make a mistake, but I heard the Holy Ghost urging me to give you a call. What's up? What do you want me to do? Let me tell you what the world does that we ain't got sense enough to do. Anybody ever watch The Price is Right? Yeah. On The Price is Right, these folk get called up and they come down there and they start showing them on what they have to bid on. Now, some of these folk ain't never had none of this stuff before, so they have no idea what the price is. So what they do is they know they don't have an answer, so what they do is they do this. They look back and try to find somebody they trust and somebody with a little more knowledge than them, and they try to get the answer from them. Sometimes we're caught up in a mess going down the wrong road, don't know how to handle nothing, and we're too bigoted, too ignorant to pick up the phone and call the Lord and say, Lord, I need you. He's waiting on your call today, and what he has for you will not be revealed till you make that call. Give the Lord a call today.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0574.